It's the season for political T-shirts. Online sales are moving very quickly. What does that indicate? Rachel Miro of member station KQED reports.
Conduct a search online for political T-shirts, and you'll find a dizzying variety of sentiments ranging from the delicately witty to so crude I can't even allude to it on public radio. San Mateo-based CafePress.com claims to be the first and biggest online marketplace for T-shirts and other gear designed by users.
We have 40,000 designs being uploaded daily. So in terms of our breadth of product and expression, that's what we're known best for.
Amy Mignottis is vice president of marketing for Cafe Press. She says in an election year, political slogans account for a fifth of all sales. CEO Fred Durham says it's been that way since online sales began in 1999.
The first election caught us by surprise because we didn't realize that this would be a platform for political expression until we stepped into it during the elections. Now we're prepared for that.
The company has posted a real-time election meter which counts every sale involving a presidential contender, including those who have already bowed out, like Republican Congressman Ron Paul.
We had an early stage peak with Ron Paul. He had some crazy T-shirt following. And then it really was, in the beginning of the year, a Hillary and Obama debate. And it's just now in the last couple months that you'll start to see that the McCain products are starting to pick up.
But if Cafe Press had to call the election today,
current momentum definitely favors Obama. People love him or they're just not interested in the election. And with that sort of momentum, it's going to be an Obama vote. Unless McCain's got some secret stuff he can throw out, we're really hoping that the candidates are stockpiling some great dirt to spur debate.
Or sales, Durham acknowledges. Now, you might think a California company caters to liberals, but Durham and Mignottis say their customer base skews conservative, female, and old enough to buy kiddie shirts that read, "My hockey mom can beat up your soccer mom." That's one of the tamer items. A fair number of the political slogans selling at Cafe Press bristle with ageism, racism, and sexual innuendo. But it doesn't necessarily take a provocative message to provoke a political conversation about the election. Caroline Sprinkle's been wearing a straightforward pro-Obama T-shirt ever since her mom mailed it to her back in February, when Obama was still battling for the Democratic nomination against Hillary Clinton.
It's got a red, white, and blue face of Obama right on the front. The T-shirt just sort of became the thing that I wore all day and then also wore to bed. And at a certain point, my husband was like, "Are you trying to tell me something with this whole Obama thing?"
For those of you who have a McCain thing, there's no shortage of shirts that will tell that to the world, including "The Mac is Back" or "McCain is My Homeboy," available in yellow, blue, and pink. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
See more of what's spurring sales online at our website, npr.org. This is NPR News.